This is James Granstrom, and you're listening to the Super Soul Model Series. This podcast is designed to uplift and inspire you to making positive changes in your life. I have conversations about health, happiness, spirituality, and why adopting a positive and successful mindset will change your life for the better.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the James Granstrom Podcast Super Soul Model Series. Everything in this podcast is designed to uplift you and inspire you and help you tune and tap in to your natural state of well-being. Welcome back to another show. I have a fantastic show lined up. Today's show is all about why the contrast in life is so healthy for you. What is the contrast? The contrast is like the yin and yang of life. It's like that bit where you have light and dark, up and down, left and right, pain, pleasure. Contrast is always the opposite of kind of what you want in that moment. And the reason why it comes into our life is because it's a teacher. Contrast shows us what you now prefer. It's only when you experience contrast in life, when you're experiencing the downs, when you're experiencing the challenges, when you're experiencing the problems, when you're experiencing the friction in your life, maybe with others, maybe it's, you know, challenge in your career. Whenever you're experiencing that contrast, out of that contrast, something wonderful is born. Something wonderful is growing. Something wonderful is beginning to fertilize. And what that is it's all come as a result of your exposure to contrast, exposure to new challenges and new problems. That's how all businesses are grown. That's how all creativity is grown. From a sense of dissatisfaction, to know that that's not what you want, to know what it is that you do want. The contrast is essentially what I call dissatisfaction. If I were to put it into one word, when you experience dissatisfaction, in that moment, you are asking for something greater. And this is basically how we as human beings create more life. Life is summoned through us. So the more life that we have summoned through us is based on our ability to allow desires to flow through us and allow us to match up with those desires. I learned this from Abraham Hicks. It's like that we are desire summoning machines in this human physical soul suit. You know, it's as if this infinite intelligence is guiding us and moving through us. We're like beams of electricity. We're like lighthouses. And sometimes our light is on bright and sometimes it's on dull. And when we're experiencing contrast, it's like our light is dimmed down a bit. And the reason being is because we're allowing what we're observing and what we're experiencing to dull our light. Now, that's going to happen because that's just part of life. However, you have to know that it's when you're experiencing the contrast that you're also expressing new desire. You're also expressing and asking for something greater than what is in that moment. And contrast is extremely healthy for you because, like I said, it summons new desire through you, but it's also summoning new life force through you, which is basically well-being at its core. It's like you're summoning new electricity. And if you can allow yourself to remain positive and optimistic despite challenge, despite the contrast that's happening in your life, then you will be going on to fulfill your desires, but also you'll be going on to fulfill this natural state of well-being that exists within inside of your body. It's almost as if you're allowing the electricity in your body to turn right up to pure positive energy. So the greater you can allow what is to be whilst asking for something more, eager for something more, expecting for something more, then you're going to be in harmony with this natural energy that resides within you. So what is the contrast in life? The contrast in life is that which helps you grow. You can't know what you want until you know what you don't want. So that's essentially the contrast. When you move into a home and it's only got a few cupboards, you know that when you need more cupboard space, that's contrast. So it's like now you know what you want more of. When you're very clear about what it is that you want, then life becomes a lot more fun. And you can only know that by experiencing the contrast. So whenever you're experiencing something in life and you're finding a real challenge, now you're becoming a lot clearer about what it is that you now want. And that is how you summon desire. Contrast has so many healthy benefits. Contrast essentially helps you to grow, because how would you ever grow if you always just remain the same? We thrive as human beings in a diverse climate with loads of mishmash of absolutely everything. So many different people of colours, races, creeds, genders. All of that is an absolute blessing, because if we were all the same, it would be extremely boring. And life is not meant to be boring. It's meant to be exciting, and it's meant to be alive and fulfilling. And that is when we realise that you have come forth with something completely new and unique to offer this world. And that is born out of contrast and different preference. So the contrast helps you to thrive. The contrast is essentially so much variety of ups and downs, lefts and rights, night and day in your life for you to experience. That is what I want, and that's what I don't want. So when you get clear about what it is that you want, and you focus your mind on it, and you allow yourself to be optimistic in the expectation of it coming, then you become in harmony with it. If you always had it easy, if life was always easy to you, it would never be satisfying. It would become incredibly dissatisfying. So that's why contrast and a little bit of friction and a little bit of pain really helps you get clear about what's important to you. Now, I wouldn't wish this upon anybody, but it is exactly how we function as human beings, because it's only when we experience losses that we can really understand what gain feels like. And it's only when we experience challenge and upset that we really appreciate the journey of feeling, you know, fulfilled and satisfied. So you never know what you really have until you don't have it anymore. So how would you, can you appreciate the journey of not having to having unless you have the not having first? So you've got to experience the full journey as a human being to experience the not having till the having. And that's really what contrast is. It's the experience of having an experience you don't want to know what experience you want to have next. And that is basically what we're doing on a moment to moment basis. You move into a house, you get your dream home. After a couple of years, you're like, I probably want another new home. Or I want to change the painting in here, or I want to change the cupboards in here, or I want to change the bathrooms in here. You get a new phone. After 2 years, you're like, I want a new phone. Or maybe you get a car, and then you get your new car, you get your dream car. After a couple of years, like, I want a new car. That's contrast. Always happening. There's always a new preference coming. There's always a yin and yang. After a while, you become dissatisfied with what you have until you can get to now have a new preference of, I want something new. You know, and this is happening all the time. And as soon as you make peace with knowing that you're always on your way to somewhere else, or you've always got a new desire for something else, and for quite a lot of the time you won't have it, as soon as you make peace with that, then what you're going to notice is that you become in tune with this natural force of well-being. Because most people are on their journey from some place to another place in life. Maybe it's a journey of a new career. Maybe it's a journey of health and wellness. Maybe it's a journey of a new relationship. Maybe it's making a lot more money from X to X. That journey, for the most part, means you're not often there. But can you have fun along the way? And if you can have fun along the way, that's how you like close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. The key thing is the contrast is the indicator to let you know what it is that you don't want. So now you know what you do want. So there's always a flip side to it. So from dissatisfaction, you create satisfaction. And there's a journey from dissatisfaction to satisfaction. Contrast essentially breeds clarity. And a lot of the world desperately needs to have a lot more clarity about what it is that they now want. A lot of people can look right now at conditions in the external world and then the news, and I feel that there's a larger asking and a larger calling for a global sense of well-being, because there's been a huge sense of dissatisfaction. And now the world is asking for more peace, asking for more harmony, asking for more well-being. And that's what will come. And it may take a bit of time before we enter that, but it will come, because when you ask through contrast, you shall receive later. And that again is in the book from Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given. Because when you ask, it is always given, but you have to experience the contrast to know what it is you don't want, to know what it is that you do want. And as soon as you understand that, life becomes a lot more enjoyable, to know that there's always a journey that must happen between point one to point two. There must always be a journey from contrast to receiving the gift. What I've noticed is that each generation is always helping the generation that was before it. So for instance, when I look at my nephews and nieces right now, they're like 10 and they are properly switched on. They know how to use phones, computers, and anything even quicker than we did. And I'm fascinated to see that, like, you know, little 10-year-olds can just like pick it up. I remember when my little niece was like 3 or 4, she picked up the phone and was like, bang, straight on it, knew exactly what to do. She didn't need any lessons. That's because she's properly tuned in to life. Each generation brings something better. And so out of the contrast of the generation which is learning about technology, comes a new generation that is completely fully au fait with it and knows how to use it for the better. That's why I'm always fascinated by the generation that's happening right now, you know, the young ones, because I think that in time, what you're going to see is that this generation coming up, the little ones, despite the challenges that the world that they've been brought into, there's always a challenge for every generation, but they're going to come forth with some brilliant ideas to look after the planet, to look after the world, to understand well-being, to understand technology, and find a way to embrace it perfectly, even better than our generation. So each generation is going to bring something better than the previous generation. And hopefully one day when I've got kids, they're going to be able to teach me even more than what I know. So I'm always fascinated to see what happens as a result of the contrast you're experiencing now. So if you call right now, COVID is a sense of contrast. It's a period of contrast. It's what I call the setup. This setup will create something so much better for a year or two later. And that's what we've got to watch out for. That's what we've got to look for. And if you can find ways to enjoy the journey from where you are to where you want to be and enjoy that process, that journey will be incredibly enjoyable. But if there's pain the whole way through, then you're just summoning more and more life force for things to be better. But you have to come into harmony some way or another to allow that experience and the contrast to serve its course. In spiritual text and in the book Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks, they say that life is eternal. Life as in life force is eternal, that life will always be going on. And it's really the contrast that serves life, that allows life force to be summoned through. So when someone is trying to create an invention, they're summoning life force. When someone is wanting to create a new business, they're summoning life force. When someone is wanting to create a new piece of music, they're summoning life force or art. I remember that when I first started going to clubs, I started listening to music and going, oh, I think I could make that better. Oh, I could make that better. And it was only years later that when I started producing music and having fun and making music as a hobby, that I realized that I was having fun out of that contrast of listening to other people's music, thinking, God, I'd love to remix that track. And yeah, I'd like to remix that. Or maybe that sound, I could make that sound better. And that's how business and everything is all developed. It's all developed based on the contrast. So contrast is extremely healthy because it allows you to understand what it is that you now prefer. And when you know what it is that you now prefer, then you're going to be headed in that direction as long as you can remain clear on it. But it only becomes a challenge when you stay observing what is. The key to allow contrast to be extremely healthy for you is to allow it to serve you to build new preference and then move in that direction. But if you're not moving in that direction and not working towards your new preference, then that contrast will not have been helpful for you. It will just cause and continue to be a sort of pain for you. And you do need to have pain because that helps build the contrast, but you also need to use it as leverage to head now in the direction of that which you wish to go. I've read many articles about people online who have just got to the end of their life and feel a little dissatisfied that there were so many regrets that they didn't have. Don't be one of those people who has regrets at the end of their life. Be one of those people who have used the contrast to be able to go, I didn't like that, but I went for this. So I went for this. I was dissatisfied with that job. So I created one of my own. In the meantime, as a part-time job, whilst trying to go in the direction of some place I want to go, you've got to feel as though at the end of your life, can you see it? If you're looking over your coffin, and I don't mean to sound morbid here, but I want you to look, get to the end of your life and just go, I was really proud of who I was. I was really proud that I went for it. I was really proud that I took risks. I'm really proud that I made an effort to head in the direction of something that was really me. Because if you're not expressing who you really are, you'll get to the end of your life and you'll feel unfulfilled. And you want to use this life, this platform of life that you have now. And life is the best it's ever been for some people, but it's also been the worst it's ever been. that it can be the best platform because, you know, there's never been a better time for you than right now to use what you have with what you've got to turn it into something great that's not only going to benefit your life, but other people's. So use that idea of a eulogy. I do. And I use it to think to myself, I want to get to the end of my life and see myself like really happy with loved ones around me and think, you know, I've done everything I wanted to do in this life. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I've become. I'm proud I've made errors and tried to rectify them. And I've left legacy of love. I've left well-being. I've left financial abundance for people, for my family. I've left love. You know, I've left good ideas. I've left work that's fulfilling and uplifting and contributing to mankind in a peaceful, harmonious and uplifting way. You know, that's the way that I look at it. So is there a way in which you could imagine yourself at the end of your days and just going, are you proud of who you are and where you've, what you've done? Because if not, that means you can take little actions every day right now to move in that direction. And you use the contrast of life, for instance, like a period like COVID, of lockdown or whatever it is that's happening to you wherever you are in the world. Use it as leverage for something better. Use the challenges that you have, the contrast of life, as a healthy stepping stone to take you where you want to go. Because when you can do that, you're going to feel empowered. And when you're empowered, you don't only summon more life force and energy and well-being through you, you also give people permission to do exactly the same. So it's only when you feel happy and satisfied because you were doing, you know, things that were dissatisfying before and you managed to turn it around, you know, that is the pivot of life. And that pivot of life will literally inspire other people, give them permission to do so. But most importantly, you're the one who's going to benefit from the emotional change that you had from pivoting from dissatisfaction to satisfaction by the contrast. Contrast puts literally everything into perspective. When you've lost someone, you know, like for me, I lost my father the other day. If you can't experience the cold, the winters of life, how are you going to appreciate the summer? If you don't experience like real loss, whether it's relationship, business, financial, health, how are you going to really treasure well-being? How are you going to treasure real financial prosperity and abundance? That is why the people who are most satisfied are the people that have had the journeys from loss to gain. It's because they've understood that there has to be a journey. And when you understand that journey and you make peace with that journey, knowing that it is a journey and for the most part you're not there, you're going to be truly satisfied when you arrive, and it will feel easy and feel natural because that's what you've expected and that's what you made peace with along the way. You know, people go on holidays, and they go on holidays not to get it done. They go on holidays for the enjoyment and the adventure. See life as an adventure from where you are to where you want to be. Contrast can cause a lot of resistance in your life when you look at it. You know, maybe it's a health challenge you have. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Maybe you've lost your job. But that contrast is actually helping you become clearer. I experienced like what is known in spiritual texts as the dark night of the soul. It's your absolute rock bottom. And when you hit rock bottom, in my case, it was like with alcohol and taking drugs and then just feeling absolutely out of whack and not knowing what to do. When I hit that rock bottom, I knew that there was only one place to go, and that was up. So out of that contrast was desire born for me to want to experience complete well-being. And I knew that I wanted to turn my life around, and I knew that I wanted to experience greater health, happiness, harmony with literally everything in life. So I felt like I wanted to be in harmony with life and know that I was being, you know, working in harmony and in concert with the universe, with life itself, with the planet, with people, with my business, with my work, because that's exactly how I felt, the exact opposite. And that exact opposite is the contrast. So that fed me as fertile soil to be able for me to launch a new design, head in that direction. And it was only when I discovered meditating that that was the shortcut from that dissatisfaction to creating more and more satisfaction. So contrast helps you know what it is that you want from experiencing what you don't want. But then you've got to shorten that gap on your journey by having self-care practices. And that is really, really important, because if you're taking care of yourself whilst you might be going through what I call a contrasting moment or a dark night of the soul or a challenge or problem or, you know, relationship issues, whatever it may be, whatever it may be for you, You've got to incorporate your self-care activities in there as a way to keep yourself buoyant during those tough times. And those tough times will ease up as a result of the care that you take for yourself. Before, I used to be, you know, going down the pub or drinking heavily, you know, or smoking weed or whatever it was, to just try and numb the emotions that I was feeling, because I wasn't wanting to face them, I was wanting to escape. And that's the easy way out. But after a while, it just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't feel, so you try and take more and more and more, and then that fails. But when you start incorporating self-care activities like meditation, perhaps it's prayer, maybe it's for sure spending a lot more time in nature, exercise, eating better, doing whatever you can with wherever you're at, these little self-care activities help keep your energy buoyant and help you shorten that journey from dissatisfaction to satisfaction, or should I say, from contrast to receiving of your desires that you now want. Life is literally an art. Life is an art of how you're flowing your energy on a moment-to-moment basis. And yes, you're going to experience challenge from time to time. Yes, you're going to have a little friction here with someone and someone there, or something's going to happen. In fact, this is going to be happening every single day of your life. Something's going to happen. And we, as human beings, have to learn to make peace with these little things, because when you make peace with the contrast, you'll realize that it's here just to help you get clear about what it is you now want next. So if you fall out with someone, you now know that you want peace and harmony. And, you know, and if you're sending peace and harmony out, and you're just going, look, I want to feel peace and harmony, then what you're going to find is you're going to have more experience of that. And if you experience unkindness, then you want to experience to be more kind. And if you're experiencing, you know, a shortage of money, you want to experience a lot more money. And how do you do that? You do that by knowing the experience of the journey. And life is always a journey from A to B. And that contrast, which is A, and point B is receiving of your desires, that is shortened once again by being gentle with yourself, kind with yourself, easy with yourself, and knowing it is a journey, and realizing that in time everything will unfold perfectly. But it's easier said than done when you're experiencing it right there and then. If you're experiencing challenge right there and then, that contrast, then it's very, very important that you be particularly gentle, slow down a lot, take some deep breaths, and realize that everything in time is going to be all right. The process of life is to know there is clarity in all the chaos. There has to be. Like in the world right now, if you're looking at COVID, it seems as though the whole world is like a goldfish bowl, and someone's picked up the goldfish bowl and just shaken it all around, and then you're seeing all the silt at the bottom of the goldfish bowl just flying around. And eventually, once everything settles down, there'll be a lot more clarity. But there has to be order in all the challenge. There has to be order in the contrast. We're problem solvers for one another, and that's how business is created. We're always looking to solve other people's contrast or other people's problems. And that's how business is created, and that's how life is created. And, you know, even this podcast is here to help ease your emotional well-being, because when you do, you're going to feel a lot more settled. So this podcast is answering a lot more questions on people when they need a little bit more emotional centering. Notice that what happens is all based upon how you can make peace with what's happening despite things not seemingly be going your way right now, but they'll make sense a little bit later. If you can make every journey from what you don't have to what you're going to eventually have a happy one, it's going to be truly satisfying. So look at every contrasting moment as fertile ground. See it as a potential to have an adventure, and look for the best along it, because for most of the time you're never going to be at your destination. So contrast serves you by helping you get clear about what it is that you now want. And if you can make peace with that whilst that's in the process of becoming, you've figured it out. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope there's been some meaningful content here for you that can, number one, keep you steady and keep you emotionally balanced, and allow you to understand that the contrast in life is really here to help you. It's really here to help you understand and then build and expand your awareness, so you can know the journey of your life is based upon what it is that you now want with clarity. Because life is all about building new preferences. And the clearer you are about the preferences you have, then you'll know, like on the roadmap of life, that this is where I want to go. And you're never going to know that unless you turn up and experience what you don't want. So when you know what you don't want and then you know what you do want, you head in the direction of what you do want and life will become a much more enjoyable journey along the way. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you like it, please give it a thumbs up, please subscribe, and please leave a review. And just so you know, I've got a fantastic new course coming up. I've created a new meditation course. It's free and you can get it on my website. It's called 7 Ways to Meditate. I've created this because I've been meditating for nearly 2 decades now, and I've realized that we're all a little bit different. We all have different learning senses. Some of us are auditory, a bit like me. I'm much more auditory. Some people are visual and some people are kinesthetic. Kinesthetic meaning touching and feeling. And so I've created 7 Ways to Meditate, an online course where you can learn a technique every single day, a new technique every single day, which you can implement and try as a way to begin a meditation practice. Meditation has literally transformed my life. It's turned it around big time, 180, and offered me new insight, new experience, new wisdom, made me happier, healthier, and given me so many wonderful benefits I can't even describe, just from sitting in silence, you know, every day, twice a day for 20 minutes. Now, not everybody's going to do that, so I'm just asking you to just start small, just get going, just start small. So I've created 7 different ways to meditate, whether you're one of these main senses, auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. You pick which one you like. Each day you'll get a new one in your inbox, and you try the mini meditation and take the technique that works best for you. The technique of meditation is basically this: learn how to quiet your mind. You're not ever going to turn your thoughts off, but you can learn to quiet the mind, settle down, and allow your natural energy and frequency to rise. And when you do, you'll be tapping in to your natural state of well-being. Anyway, go check it out. It's on my website at jamesgranstrom.com. And please sign up and get yourself meditating, get that process going, and learn a new way to meditate. It will change your life as it's done for me. I owe a lot of everything that I've learned just due to this simple practice of sitting still every day. Anyway, I wish you much love, many blessings, and I wish you green lights all the way.